Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen with producer Andre Holgate on a Wednesday evening in Lansing. Thanks for joining us on today's show. Supporters for that ballot proposal to eliminate the new emergency manager law crossing the state today ahead of the state Supreme Court's hearing the oral arguments next week. I'll be joined by a key supporter who will explain how the state is better off without the law in place. And a new MSU survey finding that Americans support local control of schools, but not when it comes to every aspect of education. I'll be joined by the lead researcher of that project. But first, just a few days left for this before this Friday's deadline for General Motors white-collar retirees to decide on taking a pension buyout. One man that knows all about GM pensions and what any retiree now needs to consider before making a decision on the buyout is Dean Thurman. He's the co-founder and senior partner of InvestWise Financial. Dean, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thank you, Michael.
Tell me, how many GM workers and retirees have you been working with at InvestWise?
Well, between myself and my partner, we've seen about 250 salaried GM retirees in the last month and a half or so. Most of them, we've seen them twice.
Now, do you deal with any that are based here in Lansing, some former GM workers from Lansing?
We do. We have clients all around the country and certainly all around Michigan.
So when they're coming in, obviously we're just a couple of days ahead of the deadline. What are their main concerns, and what percentage of them would you say are preferring to take this buyout offer?
Well, I'll answer the second part first, and that is through our office, about half of the folks are taking the lump sum offer, and the other half are taking one of the options with Prudential. So it's been about 50-50 through our office, and really what it kind of all boils down to is everybody's own personal, unique set of circumstances. I mean, there's a lot of variables, a lot of unknowns, a lot of moving pieces in this decision, so that's why so many people are so stressed out about it.
You know, GM Retirees Association President Jim Shepard, he sent a letter to GM CEO Dan Akerson and expressed his unhappiness, saying, quote, absolute consternation and disgust at the decision regarding this new pension plan that the GM has decided to move forward with. Is it clear why the association is so unhappy?
Well, I would say that, you know, the main point that they're the most unhappy about is the fact that they're losing the guarantee from the federal protection of the pension protection PBGC, Pension Protection Guarantee Corporation, for everybody's pension. So that's the main piece of it. But I think this has really been building for so many retirees. I mean, they lost a big chunk of their health care. A few years ago, they lost a lot of their life insurance, and now GM is pulling the PBGC rug out from underneath them, kind of moving everybody over to Prudential, whether they like it or not, if they want to keep the monthly pension. So, I think a lot of retirees are just sick of being yanked around this way and that way by their ex-employer.
Are you saying though that under Prudential, this pension system is somewhat more at risk than it was under GM?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I think some people feel that way. And, you know, there's a lot of emotion in this as well. I mean, if you worked for a corporation for 40 years that made a promise to you of certain things and said your pension is always going to be there, your health care is always going to be there, and then they keep taking that stuff away from you, there's a lot of emotion, you know, besides just taking a look at the actual facts.
What about this federal guarantee, though? Does it exist under Prudential also?
No, the federal guarantee does not exist under Prudential. Under Prudential, there are other safety nets, if you will, in that the $26 billion of the GM pension asset is going to be held in a separate kind of trust account over at Prudential. So in order for Prudential to default, if you will, on the monthly checks, not only would Prudential have to mismanage that $26 billion and run out of money there, but also they would have to not have any of their own money from existing operations, ongoing operations, to fund the pension. So it's very unlikely that Prudential will default on those assets.
The company would essentially have to go bankrupt, you're saying?
Well, two things would have to happen. Prudential would have to go bankrupt, and they would have to lose that separate trust account, which seems very, very unlikely, no doubt about it. Prudential is a big, strong, safe company, but we would have said the same thing about General Motors 10 years ago.
Now, that trust account, though, is it guaranteed that Prudential can't move that money around into other areas of the company?
Yes, it has to be held as a separate asset, but can Prudential move that to another insurance company or another financial institution is a question that I would like to see answered. I mean, GM is playing hot potato with this asset. They don't want it anymore. They're transferring it over to Prudential. Mm-hmm. Could Prudential do the same thing in a year or two or 10 and find somebody else that maybe Prudential will sell it to?
I see. Now, in terms of that money, I mean, could Prudential potentially use it in the market, and could that lead to some trouble?
Well, I don't want to say Prudential can do whatever they want with that money, but they do have quite a bit of leeway on how to invest that money. There's, you know, the insurance industry, like the pension industry, is fairly heavily regulated. So they can't just go and, you know, gamble it all away, you know. But the point is that $26 billion is held in a separate kind of trust account at Prudential. But they could certainly mismanage that, and Prudential, like any company, has a small risk of going out of business down the road. And if those two things do happen, then the GM retiree has to rely on some guarantee from from the state that they live in. And Michigan, as an example, has a $250,000 guarantee protecting each individual from loss on this Prudential group annuity. Hmm. However, you know, a lot of people speculated that the PBGC would go bankrupt, if you will, if GM defaulted on their pension 4 years ago. And if the PBGC couldn't handle the default of that asset, I don't know how the state of Michigan could handle it.
I'm talking to Dean Thurman, the co-founder and senior partner of InvestWise Financial. You know, Dean, it seems that unlike the lottery, taking a lump sum of cash that could very well dwindle away and giving up a secure monthly income might be a risky decision. How do you see it?
Well, I see it. You're exactly right, Michael. There are risks either way you go. If you take the lump sum, you could certainly squander it. You could lose it in risky investments. You could overspend it and basically run out of money. And that's a very in-your-face risk. That's a very obvious risk. So if you do end up taking the lump sum, you want to make sure that you certainly don't overspend it, and you keep it in a safe and flexible investment account. And what it all really boils down to, Michael, between the two risks is if you go with Prudential, you get a higher payout every month than you'd probably comfortably take out of the lump sum amount. But you basically have no control over at Prudential. I mean, you're going to be on the Prudential ship, if you will, for the rest of your life. So if you don't want to be on that ship in 5 or 10 years, you're too bad for you.
Well,
you signed up for life, but you're getting a good, generous payout. However, if you took ownership of that asset and rolled it over into your own self-directed IRA, you have full control over that asset for the rest of your life. Leave it to your kids, spend it however you want. Mm. But that control means flexibility, and flexibility to screw it up too.
Now,
you lose that money.
What kind of range have you seen in the lump sum offers that you've been working with?
Average is about $450,000, but the largest one I've personally seen is about $1.6 million, and the smallest was about $65,000.
$1.6 million. How do you end up with such a big lump sum?
Well, if you're a young executive retiring early, getting a bridge for Social Security, you get a big chunk of money. I mean, if your pension is somewhere around $9,000, $10,000 a month, and there's a few of them out there like that, you end up with a big lump sum offer, but you're foregoing a big monthly check.
Now, these are all retirees, so I'm guessing when you're advising them to take the lump sum, they're being invested the money in the most conservative ways. Is that right?
Well, everybody's situation is certainly different. Some people aren't even planning on touching that that rollover for 5 or 10 years or even longer. So they can potentially afford to take a little bit more of a growth approach, whereas the folks that need to pull that money right away, which is a majority, need to turn that into an income right away, certainly need to have belt and suspenders and bubble wrap on that asset, keep it flexible, and you know, really protect your nest egg.
Considering what we've seen in the market in recent years, is there a really secure place to hold your money right now where you can still see some growth?
Well, that's a tough situation. The stock market has been pretty anemic for the last couple of years. Interest rates are very, very low. So you cannot replace this same monthly income from the lump sum. If you take ownership of your pension asset, you're going to, you know, you should take a smaller monthly draw off of that until interest rates go up or the market recovers a little bit, before you could feel comfortable taking as much per month out of your lump sum as you would from Prudential.
But
so that's
you're
the payoff.
You're saying in most cases,
trade-off.
Though, when you take the lump sum, in most cases, the monthly that you can get out of that money does not compare in any way to what you'd get under the in staying in the pension system under Prudential.
Well, and let me be careful here in that, remember, when you roll that into an IRA, you can take as much or as little out of that every year as you want. You know, you're forced to take some out at 70 and a half, but you certainly could take the same amount out every month that you're getting from Prudential, but then you run a much higher risk of running out of money before you run out of heartbeats.
Right. You certainly wouldn't be getting nearly that much, let's say, in interest. I mean, you wouldn't be able to...
No, not even close, not even close. So the people that take the lump sum typically have other assets outside of their pension and other income sources. So maybe other IRAs or one of the spouses still works or they don't need that whole pension every month. There needs to be something there to make up for the difference. And an example would be, a typical rollover, let's say, would be $500,000 lump sum versus, say, $3,000 a month pension. You couldn't take $500,000 and put it into, let's say, a CD at the bank and pull anywhere near, the $3,000
I mean, what you're saying clearly, though, is that if you are relying on this pension to maintain your lifestyle, you should stick with it and go with a Prudential rep.
Well, in many cases, yes. In many cases, if you don't have outside assets, that can make up the difference. Like if somebody had $500,000 and they rolled it into an IRA, I wouldn't feel comfortable with them pulling out more than about $1,800 or $2,000 a month from that rollover until interest rates go up or the stock market recovers. You know, most experts will tell you somewhere around, somewhere between 3.75% and 5% is really all you want to take out of an asset long term, depending on your life expectancy, depending on your allocation and some other things.
I see. Finally, if someone does need that money, I'm guessing you don't recommend they take it out in a lump and invest it in a business somewhere, right?
Oh, heck no. Yeah, you definitely don't want to do that. You don't want to take the money out and put it in. If you need that money, you can't put it in. Opening a business is one of the riskiest things you can do. You also don't want to, emotionally help your children out that might be struggling financially. Maybe their house is underwater or something, and you want to give them, $150,000 to get that, And if you need that money, you can't be giving it to your kids, and you can't be wasting it. Basically,
I'm guessing you've talked some people out of those kinds of plans.
Oh yeah, there's quite a few people that initially were thinking about taking the lump sum, and we crunched the numbers, and it looks like Prudential makes a lot more sense for a lot of people, and then the opposite is true for others.
Oh so, well, is it clear? Just a minute left, but is it clear at this point how many GM retirees have made their decision already? I mean, we're just down to 2 days.
Well, I can only speak from my own personal experience. And, at least 80% have already made their decision one way or another. We've met with them a couple times, but there's still 20% that are waiting for the last couple of days. So we'll be, we'll be working late the next couple of days and keeping ourselves available for any last minute questions.
Deadline's July 20th at midnight then, or?
this Friday. It needs to be postmarked by this Friday. And just as a side note, now, you know, people might want to call and double check on this, but what I've been told and what I've seen in several places is that if you choose a lump sum, but then you regret it in a week or two, you can undo that. But the opposite is not true if you select a Prudential monthly pension. If you decide you'd rather have the lump sum in a week or two, they won't reverse that. I believe you have until August 10th to make that decision, but I'd suggest everybody double-check.
Good information for all General Motors white-collar retirees. Dean Thurman, the co-founder and senior partner of InvestWise Financial. Dean, thanks so much for joining us on WILS this evening.
You're welcome, Michael. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.